This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Time for some well-earned revenge. Hi, Juliet.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yes, I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Now, I received your email.
Yeah.
And you need to tell the rest of the nation what's going on. Juliet, cast your mind back a long time ago, right?
Okay.
Tell me what you said was the happiest day of your whole life.
Okay. When I was 10 years old, I was the world's biggest Bros fan. I was obsessed. I spent all my spare time writing to Jim or Fix It. So you can imagine how happy I was when I received a letter from Jimmy Savile himself.
What did the letter say?
He said that I was going to meet Bros.
Brilliant.
Wow. What, and were the details on there? Did he tell you a time when you had to come to the studio, or was it just that you're going to meet Bros?
That I was going to meet Bros. There were times and details there, but I was so excited I didn't take any of that in. But my mum did point out there were a few spelling mistakes in it.
Right.
And that's when I had my most miserable moment.
Right. What was the worst moment of your life?
When I found my best friend Jess had sent it to me as an April Fool's joke.
That is terrible. No, because you're like, you were young, right? Really young. You were properly in love with Bros, yeah?
I was fully in love with Matt Goss.
Yeah. And did she not think that you would be really upset about that?
Well, obviously not. Really good best friend, hey?
She sounds great.
Does she still think it's funny?
She's still laughing all the way.
And how many years ago is this now?
18 years.
What a cow. I'm surprised you're still best friends. Are you still best friends with her, yeah?
Well. We'll have to see.
So, see, I love it. You've still got a grudge after 18 years. And I love it also that for 18 years you've been racking your brains trying to come up with something to equal that.
Well, exactly. She thinks she's the king prankster.
Right. So you wanted some payback. It's about time, really.
It is indeed.
So this is what we did. You told Jess, your friend, that you'd gone in for a competition on GMTV. And the prize was a hen weekend for you and all your mates in Barcelona, because you're getting married soon, aren't you?
I am.
You also told Jess that you needed her help to answer some of the questions with you.
I did.
On GMTV.
I did.
Now, she didn't suspect a thing when she got a call from GMTV, did she?
No, she was very excited.
And she didn't flinch at all when she got through to GMTV's Lorraine Kelly?
No, not at all.
And we all started playing the game.
We did indeed.
And this is what happened.
Coming up later, how to get the most from your hanging baskets, and celebrity chef Gary Rhodes is going to be showing us some very interesting things to do with a marrow. But first, though, it's the final of Hen Night to Remember. We've got two brides-to-be, but only one of them will win this amazing prize.
A glamorous hen weekend in Barcelona. Sip sangria on Les Ramblas as you and your bridesmaids go on your last single holiday. Soak up the atmosphere. Eat some tapas. Go to a bullfight. Shake your maracas and relax with another glass of sangria. It's a weekend you'll never forget.
And what a fantastic prize that is. And the winning bride-to-be can take five of her best friends with her. So that is such a good idea. Now let's say hello to our first bride-to-be. Juliet, hello there.
Hello, Lorraine.
Hello, love. Now, when are you getting married?
23rd of September this year.
Oh, fantastic. And who's your husband-to-be?
He's called James. He's very handsome.
Is he? And you're looking forward to it, obviously. Now, you've got a friend to help you out today. Who's that?
Jessamine, my best friend.
You've got Jess. So, Jess, you're going to try and help Juliet win this fantastic hen weekend?
I certainly am, Lorraine, yes.
And she's your best mate for a long time. She's been your best pal.
For many years, definitely.
Okay, well, no pressure, but really, you've got to do this for her, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be talking to you very soon. Let's meet our other bride now, our other bride-to-be. Hello, Laura. Hi there. Now, who's your husband-to-be?
He's called James Lane.
Okay. And have you got a friend to help you out today?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay. And Courtney's going to help you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, listen, good luck. It's very, very simple. This is how it's going to work. I'm going to ask each of you three questions. Each bride gets three questions. You can confer with your chief bridesmaid and agree on the answer. And whoever gets the most answers right will win the amazing hen weekend to Barcelona. And you'll be able to take... I know, it's exciting. You'll be able to take five friends with you. Now, the other bride-to-be won't go away empty-handed because you will get a copy of celebrity chef Gary Rhodes' new book, 101 Things to Do with a Marrow. And I think he'll even sign it for you as well. Very handy on your honeymoon.
So at the moment, it's all going very well, isn't it?
Very smooth so far, yeah.
You might recognise the other contestant as Laura, off of Laura's Diary. So she doesn't expect a thing at all. Like it's all fine. She's speaking to Lorraine Kelly. She thinks she's on GMTV doing this quiz to help her mate out, even despite the strange title of Gary Rhodes' new book.
Yeah.
Except then, things started to go really quite strange. And however hard Jess, the evil best friend, tried, she just couldn't seem to get any of the questions right.
Now, brides-to-be, are you ready?
Yes.
Chief bridesmaids, are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's play Hen Night to Remember. Our first question is on geography. And Juliet and Jess, we'll start with you. What's the capital of Spain?
Madrid, isn't it?
Yes. No, so, was that your final answer? I'm sorry, it's not. That's the wrong answer. Barcelona is, in fact, the capital of Spain. Sorry, girls. No, it is. It is. Sorry about that. Okay, let's go to Laura and Courtney now.
That's not
Laura and Courtney, the currency used in France. What's the currency used in France?
Courtney, I know this. It's francs.
Francs, that's absolutely right. Well done. Well done. 1 point to you, so it's 1-0. Okay, Juliet and Jess, you're all right?
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, you're fine. Right, next question, entertainment. I hope you're good on soaps. In which soap opera does the character Kat Slater appear?
Juliet, I know this one.
Are you sure? Because I don't know if I do. What is it?
EastEnders.
Are you absolutely positive about that?
I'm certain of that.
Okay, well, I'm really sorry to tell you that's the wrong answer, because Kat Slater actually appears in Emmerdale.
What?
Well, I'll tell you what, Laura and Courtney, this means if you get this question right, you and five friends are going on a hen weekend to the glorious Spanish capital of Barcelona. Okay, here we go. What's the name of the pub in Coronation Street? Do we know this one, Laura? What do you think? Have a guess.
I don't watch it. Is it the Queen Vic?
It is the Queen Vic. That's the right answer. You have won a Hen Night to Remember. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you so much.
That's fantastic. Well done. Juliet and Jess, I'm really, really sorry, but you didn't do very well, did you?
Jess, I thought you watched EastEnders all the time. This is not fair.
Why not? Why not? You've just been a sore loser. They won fair and square.
But they didn't, Lorraine, because the first one's Madrid, not Barcelona. Everyone knows that one.
It is. It is. It's Barcelona. Accept it. It's Barcelona. You've just been a sore loser.
No, I'm not a loser, Lorraine, at all. It's not bloody Barcelona. It's Madrid. I'm so annoyed about this. I'm trying to win this holiday for my mate.
You said that Kat Slater was in EastEnders when she's obviously in Emmerdale.
For f*** sake, she is not in Emmerdale. She is in EastEnders. I know it for sure. I'm not a loser. This programme is a loser.
No, I'm sorry, Jess. You are just a really, really bad loser, and you've lost that fantastic prize for your best friend. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I feel awful, actually, about it. I feel really, really awful, because I've got the right answers, and I feel cheated, Lorraine. I feel cheated about it. I'm close to tears. I'm disgusted. I can't believe that this has happened. I can't believe it. I don't even know what to say. Because I have got the right answers.
Do you want to hear the last question you were going to be asked?
Yeah.
And see if you think that we've got the wrong answer to this one, yeah?
Okay,
you ready, Jess? 18 years ago, do you remember that you sent a letter to Juliet saying that she was going to meet her favourite pop group? But it was a lie. And the worst moment of her life was when she found out you tricked her. Can you remember that? Do you remember the pop group, who that was?
Can I breathe fast?
Who was the pop group?
It was Bross.
That is evil. That is so evil. You told your mate she was going to meet Bross, and it was a lie. There was no Hen Night to Remember, Jess. This was Juliet's revenge for you doing that to her 18 years ago. Juliet, how does it feel?
Very good, Lorraine. Very good. I get my revenge at last.
She didn't even know it was from Radio 1, did she? Not a clue. Do you feel better now, Juliet?
I do. That was so brilliant, Scott. So brilliant.
18 years later, I can imagine you feel a lot better.
I feel very pleased with myself, I must admit.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.